So I'm trying to pick up like Buccaneer memorabilia and some cool stuff for my my Fat Cave studio at the house. Mm-hmm. Like, you came over Sunday. You saw what I'm doing with it. Really, yep. It's developing nicely. So I got this this IKEA shelf that has, like, these cubes, these compartments, and I installed lights in them. It illuminates every single cube. But I want something really cool inside each one to display. So I'm kind of shopping around different websites and stuff. So I found a couple of things today on the Let Go app. And I end up buying a couple things from two different people in the Winn-Dixie parking lot next door.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Before the show. And I was telling you before the show, I go, man, there's a certain adrenaline rush you get when you know that you could possibly be murdered, you know, buying something. You know, that's why you do it in a public place.
Yeah. I had to sell my truck, and it was a lot of, it was probably good for a work truck. So it wasn't like the clientele was a certain kind of folk.
Right.
You know what I mean? Who are interested in it. And like, I would always look at their profiles first and be like, ooh, you might kill me.
Yeah.
So I kept it like off site at a different location. And it is scary. Like, you never, like, they could just like shoot you and just take your keys and drive away.
Yeah.
You know, it's nerve wracking.
Yeah. So one of the things I bought, though, it's a toy basically from 18 years ago. And I could not believe I saw it there. And I couldn't believe the price the guy gave me for it. But I remember when this came out, and I was like, nah, I'm a grown-ass man. I ain't gonna buy that. But now it's cool. So basically, they put out this limited edition. It was only three players, but it's this big, giant, like, action figure. This thing is, like, probably a foot tall, and it's a Extreme Beast action figure, but they're NFL players.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a Brian Urlacher, a Michael Vick, and a Warren Sapp. And I saw the Warren Sapp in the packaging still for $15.
Holy moly.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, my God.
And the guy was in St. Pete, and he was willing to meet me over here. So I got that. So stoked.
So this one I'm seeing is on eBay right now. And the asking price is $199.99.
Yeah, dude. Yes. Yes.
There's some other ones. $26.99. 12. What? Why is this one more money? The rest of them seem like they're $21, $12.50.
Yeah.
This one's $199?
Yeah, because the guy thinks that he's going to sucker somebody.
What a D.
They're probably not worth that much. You know, they're probably worth $15, what I paid. But it's worth a lot more to me because I remember that. That's that nostalgia. It was like the year before they even won the Super Bowl. And I remember seeing them. And now I have one in my possession. And it's badass. It's going to look great in my studio. And I also bought a Bucks Ice mini helmet. The Ice mini helmet, it's like white with a silver logo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got three autographs on it. It has three of my favorite Buccaneer players on there. It has current players, Mike Evans, O.J. Howard, and Scotty Miller, baby, on there. And I bought that for, it wasn't super cheap, but it was worth the money. And now I have two new items for my studio. But I was really excited about the Warren Sapp doll. That thing is badass. I mean, it's huge. It's like exaggerated, like hyperbole.
It's a doll. You got a doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warren Sapp doll.
A little dolly.
My Warren Sapp doll.
Carrying it around with you.
Hell yeah.
Hug it. Kiss it on its head.
QB killer.
Yeah.
I will. I might sleep with it.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it'll look good on your shelf, though, back there.
Yeah, it's going to look badass. But it got me thinking when I bought it, like, how many people out there listening, if they could possibly have a toy from even your childhood, whether it's from the 70s or 80s. I think of a ton of stuff that I had when I was a kid. If I could have it again, mm-hmm. just to display in my studio. And I may dig around and see if I could find some of this stuff. Because I was thinking one of the things I loved was my Evil Knievel. I had the Evil Knievel motorcycle.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That you put him on the little launching thing, and it had like a little ripcord thing, mm-hmm. and it would go wing, and you make the wheel go, and then he would ride on two wheels, you know, and then you could make ramps in your bedroom and stuff. That'd be one of those things that if I could go back, I would get.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe like a good Tonka truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember two things poke out in my mind that I never got. I was pretty spoiled. I mean, I was the only kid.
Right.
And my grandma lived with us, Bubby. So she bought me a lot. I was
lucky.
I was spoiled.
Nice.
For sure. But the two things that I did not get that I wanted badly, one, a power wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Never got it. Wanted one
really?
Bad. Never got it, though.
Wow.
Yeah. And they were stupid. I mean, they were, like, the battery technology wasn't great.
Yeah.
It's not great now, but it especially wasn't great back then. They would die in like 10 minutes. But I wanted one badly. And then the other thing I didn't get that I wanted bad, there was a Nerf Ghostbusters set in the 90s.
So it looked like the ectoplasm pack thing.
It basically had just like a twisty Nerf thing sticking out of the gun, and it kind of just spun around.
Yeah,
it's just I wanted that so bad.
You never got it.
Never got it.
Sucks.
Yeah, Dragon Dagger I wanted from Power Rangers too. Never got that. I did have the Saba sword though.
I feel like such an old fart because all the stuff you're naming, I was grown when it was popular.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Oh, man, I had, like, I don't know how the hell my mom went found these things, but when the Ninja Turtles movie came out and stuff, that was big. I love Ninja Turtles. Somehow she got action figures, and that was the year that everybody was.
Well, see, action figures were huge in the 80s when I was a kid.
Yeah, I had a bunch of them.
Yeah, man. Like, I remember
Joe's
He-Man, all the He-Man characters. But it was funny, like, the He-Man characters I didn't really care for that I got, I would make little ninja uniforms for them. Like, I was like a little seamstress, and I would like,
oh, yeah.
I would sew little ninja uniforms for him. So I was like, yeah, Man at Arms is gay. Now he's a ninja, you know?
I was just looking on Etsy. I found one, the Proton Pack.
Yeah.
$175.
Woo!
I could get it for my childhood and finally own it.
Yeah, I remember Stretch Armstrong. You don't remember what that was.
I remember that.
They had like goo inside of them,
yeah.
And you could stretch them around. I always broke them.
I had Vac Man.
What?
Stretch Armstrong's nemesis, Vac Man.
He sucked?
I think that was one. Yeah, he was like, had a vacuum with it, and then you kind of like sucked the air out of him, and he had beads, and then he would kind of stretch.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, Vac Man. I'm pretty sure that was Stretch, or maybe it was a knockoff thing.
Yeah, I think you got Generic Man. I think your mom
bought you. I thought it was the bad guy for.
No, you got a Dollar General one.
Yeah, this
Vac
thing.
Man
yeah,
sounds.
Yeah, Stretch Armstrong.
Vac Man sounds gay, though.
Huh?
You are gay.
No, man.
He's sucking.
That's good.
He sucks.
Nah, dude.
Why are you gay?
You know what I'm saying?
You can get one for $63.99 on Amazon now.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. So now I got to figure out what my next toy. Now I think I want to buy another toy for the studio.
So, yeah, it should make up. I like your idea of putting, like, little knickknacks back there that kind of make up who you are.
Right.
I know you have the photos of comedians and you have Buccaneers stuff. So you just got to think, like, what things that you like.
Yeah.
You know? And now you got the helmet. And it can't be like the all Bucks.
No.
And all comedians.
I got a little bit of Ray's stuff. I thought maybe something to do with like cooking or barbecue or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like some like a spatula.
I wonder if they have like a Bobby Flay bobblehead. Ooh.
Yeah, I guarantee you they
do. You think they do?
Let's look it up right
now.
Some
chefs.
You
know what I saw? I saw somebody has bobbleheads of like the entire starting lineup of the Bucks Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
But it's $200 for, I think it's 8 of them. But it's like John Lynch, Keyshawn Johnson. It's like all the big players, bobbleheads. But $200 for all. I just don't want to spend $200. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's too much. They don't have a Bobby Flay bobblehead.
Damn it. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hi there. This is Marine Rob.
Oh, my God. Thank God you called, dude. You fake Marine Rob pissed me off earlier. What's going on, dude?
Yeah, it's a jerk.
Yeah.
I had a lot of KJ tonight, Johnny.
Oh, no. What?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
KG.
Yeah. No, he's so
he
drunk.
He KJ.
He's so drunk he doesn't know the initials. Anyway, go ahead.
Talking about favorite toys, my favorite toy was the bucket of Army Men I had when I was a child.
Yeah,
hell yeah, dude. Good call. Now, did you ever set them up across the room and then take, like, a ball up a sock and then try to knock them down?
Yeah, bowling.
Hell yeah. Or my brother and I, my brother Tim and I, we would have our own Army Men. Different colored ones, right? Not because it was a race issue, but we needed to know what team was what.
Right.
And then you set yours up on one side of the room, and your brother sets them on the other side of the room, and then we get one of those little plunger dart guns, and you shot your plunger dart guns. You take turns, one after the other, but a rolled-up sock was the equivalent of a grenade. You get one rolled-up sock, and then you would just keep going back and forth till you killed the other army all the way dead.
Mm. That's a pretty good game.
Sounds like fun.
Dude, I would do that right now. That sounds pretty damn fun.
All right, I'm going to get back to my bourbon. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That's a brand new one.
I think that was James, wasn't it?
No, it was not. Nope. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Forgot about Army Man. Oh, the worst Army Man. You already know, right?
Is like the guy with the binoculars.
He was bad.
Useless.
But then you could pretend a laser shot out of his eyes with the binoculars on.
Yeah, true, true.
The surrender guy was pretty bad. He just had his hands out.
Right.
And then you would have to grab it. You grab him by the waist, and you twist, and now he's Slap Man. Like he would slap with his surrender hands.
Yes.
But it was still really bad.
I forgot they had a guy that surrendered in there.
What about the crawling guy? The guy was just crawling?
Yeah.
You had to pretend he could fly.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, I'm a flying man. And you fly him into surrender, gay man. And then, and then you should just melt all the bad ones. I wish I could go back and do that.
I love it. When I figured out that magnifying glass, like, melted stuff, took them all back out there and sentenced the treasonous ones to death.
Dude, it was this really artistic, he was good at art. Really good friend of mine growing up, Fernando Perez, right? His mom, they were full Puerto Rican. His mom used to try to feed me until I would die. Loved her. But he did some really cool stuff with Army Man. He would melt different body parts down and then take like modeling paint and paint like blood and stuff where it looked like they got wounded.
Mm-hmm.
But then he would also paint details on a lot of the Army Men and everything. It's like, whoa. Like he would make the skin part flesh colored and all that. Like, say we take your basic bitch Army Man and make it look like something really cool. But he would also like melt a leg off like they just, got killed and blew up in some sort of a mortar attack. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, Johnny B.
Yes. Who's this?
Bobby, what about the Stompers and the Rough Riders?
The Rough Riders. Remind me what that was.
The little trucks, you put a battery in it, and you turn them on, and they like four-wheel drive.
Yeah. I don't know what year that was. I think my little brother had those. I'm not real sure. I was still Tonka truck guy. Just like Will was Power Wheels, I was Big Wheel, where you just pedal.
Oh, I had one of those, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and a green machine. Green machine, baby. Yeah.
The plastic one.
Oh my God! You pull the side and you do like a spin out. Hell yeah! God.
Hey Johnny, you know, unblock me on Facebook. Let me tell you what I used to do back in the day in the Bucks Super Bowl years. And
I blocked you on Facebook.
That.
Okay, yeah. Go
yeah, ahead. The second time I've told you I said something bad about Tom Brady. He got mad and blocked me. He said I said something else, which I don't think I did. But anyway,
didn't I unblock you?
Not yet. I don't think so. But I used to take pictures on the sidelines for the Hernando today. So I got many, many, many Bucks pictures, staff, All-Star, all of them.
Okay, I'm gonna unblock you and send me the pictures.
All right, I've got like 12 rolls still from way back then that I have not developed. I'm gonna develop them one day.
Wow.
I got more good pictures. I mean, I got real good. Staff used to call me Miami because I wore a Hurricanes hat on the sideline because I'm a diehard Hurricanes fan. So.
There you go. Anyway. All right. That's what's up. All right, man. Thanks, buddy. Later.
Unblock.
All right. Unblock me, John. Dude, I'm sorry. I got thousands of friends, man. There's an ocean of blockies and blockers and blocks, and I don't know what to do.
Nothing you can do.
It's too much, man. It's too much. Every time I think about old nostalgic toys, I think about a really bad time. I had a King Kong piggy bank when I was a kid. It was about 3 foot tall, and it was King Kong, right? And he had a little slit on the top of his head, and that's where you put your change, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was this kid, Darren, right? My mom babysat him and his sister. And his sister was adorable, and I had a crush on her. So I liked her. But Darren, douche, right? Real jerk-off kid. One day, for no reason, he peed inside my King Kong piggy bank, and I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
And I picked it up, and I was like, well, is this something wet inside of there? You can feel it, like, sloshing around in there.
Oh, no.
So I was
dumb.
You
just, like, dunked your hand.
I was 10 years old, right? So I didn't think, like, uh-oh, I better be cautious. So I just popped the bottom off, how you get all the coins out. It was like a little twisty bottom, little cap. I popped the bottom off, and his pee-pee just went all into my hands. And then I heard him laughing from outside. And he was just a bit faster than me, and I couldn't catch him. I chased him all day. And then his sister saw that I wasn't athletic enough to catch her brother, which ruined my chances with her. So thanks, Darren. Your pee-pee cost me hooking up with your sister, Samantha.
Oh, man.
You little
piss boy jerk. still, if I find him, I swear to God, if I see him
that
in a Wawa one day.
Did you toss the bank or did you just wash it?
Had to.
Oh, you could have washed it.
Nah, man.
It's just pee.
Yeah, just pee?
Yeah.
No.
It's sanitary.
He ruined it for me.
Not sanitary.
I watched Skull Island and I started thinking about this kid peeing in my damn piggy bank. He ruined it for me.
Gotta admit, pretty good prank. Pretty good prank,
yeah,
Darren.
It was.